Okay, NT0Y here with you on EchoLink. Probably a little bit of an audio difference, seeing as how we're EchoLink to EchoLink now. So I think what we're thinking is that it's probably not a bad idea to decouple the EchoLink from the repeater in some kind of way. That way it's more manageable. You know, the setup right now means that if the EchoLink locks up, the repeater locks up, and then it's all the way up in the alcove, and there's really no way for us to make adjustments. There's no way for us to, you know, reboot something sort of keying all the way up into the alcove, keying into the repeater cabinet, and then, you know, basically unplugging the thing and plugging it back in, which just isn't going to happen on, you know, 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. So the thought was, if we had the EchoLink decoupled from the repeater, maybe sitting in the shack or, you know, anywhere else where it was more accessible, if something happened, we'd just be able to do a quick power cycle or a quick configuration and call it good and not have to call all the way to Grand Rapids. You know what I mean there?